Today we're going to Aldermaston, the nuclear weapons base near Reading, part of the CND 50th anniversary, to protest the existence of nuclear weapons.
And we're in a coach full of people from Nottingham and Leicester?
We're in a coach full of people from Nottingham and Leicester, and there'll be several other, lots of other people going. Each area is going to protest one gate, so that the idea is that each gate will be, each gate will have a presence from different areas of the country. And then at 2 o'clock, the plan is to make a human chain surrounding the whole of the base, which has a perimeter of about 4.5 miles. And there'll be a human chain completely surrounding the base as part of the protest.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Could you tell us where we are and what we're doing here?
At the moment we're in Aldermaston at the Atomic Weapons Establishment, where the UK develop new nuclear weapons and keep the ones that we already have updated. At this very second we're at Boiler House Gate, which is where a lot of the Eastern Region and others from across the country have come to. There's hundreds of people at each gate.
Good turnout.
It's a good turnout, yeah. There's we knew that there was going to be a minimum of 3,000 people coming on coaches, but it seems like there's just people walking from all of the stations. There's loads of people bringing cars as well. There's cyclists, and yeah, people are still arriving.
That's great. Why is it important for people to care about nuclear weapons? I mean, some people might, you know, I guess a lot of people focus on climate change and world economics is like more pressing issues. Why do you think it's actually important now?
The ultimate bullying tactic that we have in the world is nuclear weapons. If you look at the countries that are causing the most climate change and all of the crimes that are being committed, they have the nuclear weapons. So they're the ultimate bullying tactic. If we're going in and taking oil from countries and saying that they're developing nuclear weapons and that's why we've got to go in there and bomb them, what are they talking about? They're talking about nuclear weapons. All the issues are extremely connected. It's important that we campaign on everything, but nuclear weapons are the ultimate bullying tactic. They need to be taken away so that we can start communication properly across the world.
Why are you here? Why have you come today?
Because I want to call government to account about the proliferation of nuclear weapons.
To protest against the hypocrisy that sees our government investing more money in new nuclear weapon systems while trying to prevent proliferation around the rest of the world, and that hypocrisy has to end.
There's been a recent sort of upsurge in a lot of protests around climate change and, you know, a lot of other pressing issues, global economy, like, you know, a lot of people might argue that is, you know, maybe more important. But why do you think it is, like, relevant now as well as in the 80s to really make a point about nuclear weapons?
I think there's a very clear issue about security that is linked to climate change in terms of energy security. And I think if we're going to be living in a more cooperative and safe world, then we have to get rid of these abominations that are nuclear weapons.
And very basically, £5 billion could do a lot to prevent climate change. So let's stop spending it on the weapon systems just behind us and spend it on some measures to sort out those other big pressing issues.
Because I guess nuclear weapons are kind of a guarantee for us to pull our might around the world as kind of the rich West.
In fact, they make us less safe. They create an atmosphere where weapons are the solution, where diplomacy is undervalued because there's this backup of weapon systems. If we really believe that we can use diplomacy to bring peace, then we don't need these systems. And it leaves us continually creating new sources of instability because we don't have to prevent creating them because we feel we're safe while the rest of the world isn't, and we've got to change that.
We're walking around the base, sort of spreading ourselves out around Aldermaston. What's your name and where have you come from today?
I'm Penny and I'm from Nottingham Uni.
Why have you decided to come today?
I just felt that it was something really important to come along to, especially marking 50 years of the Aldermaston protest. I think it's really important to sort of not forget the campaign that happened 50 years ago and things, you know, the issue's still just as current today.
Yeah, obviously it's a bit of a symbolic thing today,
yeah,
being Easter Monday. There are, of course, more direct approaches to protesting. Have you been involved in any of those?
Yeah, I've been involved in protesting up at Faslane where they have the nuclear submarines. That was slightly more sort of direct action based, but yeah, I feel today is more of a sort of symbolic thing that anyone can sort of get involved in, lots of people from different backgrounds, and it's just a really nice event.
So why do you think actually nuclear weapons is an issue still today? And
I think nuclear weapons are a really big sort of global problem, in that it's just another sort of form of Western dominance, really. I mean, it's the kind of hypocrisy that we can have nuclear weapons and other countries can't. And I do kind of, I feel very strongly about climate change and other issues as well, but I feel that this is something that, you know, we're spending so much money on, and it's just still just as important really today.
Yeah. You're a student, I understand.
Yeah.
Is there anything people can get involved with at Nottingham University?
Yeah, definitely. There's quite a few groups at Nottingham Uni. Nottingham Students Peace Movement, we're fairly active, and there's also a Green Party and Amnesty International, so there's lots to get involved in.
After a full tour around the base, and they say there is a fair spread of people the entire way around the perimeter of the base. So if you want to give yourself a cheer for that, I'm going to go and close the gate to the base with some nuclear tape, and the base will be closed for a amount of time. Woo!
Hi, I'm Stacey, and I've come from Loughborough, although I've travelled from Bedford today.
Why have you come today?
I've come because I think it's important that we educate people about what's going on in our back garden that a lot of people aren't really aware of at the moment. And the nuclear issue, I think, is one of the biggest problems aside climate change, about which what we're facing at the moment. So
yeah, we're standing here in a bit of hail.
Yeah.
It seems to be going worse as well. A lot of people have been very determined to come here. I mean, there's a big turnout, bigger than normally, I think, around Aldermaston.
Yeah, I think it's been a really impressive turnout, and there's a really great atmosphere here. Everyone's pulling together loads, and there's a really nice mixture of people, all ages, races, religions. So I think it's really great that everyone's come together here today.
You mentioned you were from Loughborough.
Uh-huh.
Anything going on there?
We have a Loughborough Students, People and Planet and Amnesty International group, and we do a lot of campaigning in the Loughborough area. We also try and make links with Nottingham and Leicester with their groups. There are things going on, and you can check us out on our website.
I'm sure there's some people listening who might sort of are interested in getting involved but might have been a bit reluctant to do so or haven't quite got active yet. What would you... If you've got something brief to say to them, what would you say to them?
I think it's really important that people, I mean, I'm talking from someone my age, you know, in their 20s, get involved in the issues that are out there. I think there's a lot of apathy around at the moment. I think it's very easy to get swept away with the materialistic capitalist world that we're living in at the moment. And there are a lot of people out there, when you start to search, that do care about the issues, that do care about human rights, the future of the planet. So I'd say seek those people out and get active, because you can make a difference.
Just not to mend the window pane. You're gonna need this house no longer. He's getting ready to meet.